Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. We're still in Dipper number one. I'm calling this rolling the dice because that's what they're doing with your future right now. They are rolling the dice with your future. Putting bets on bets, if you know what I'm saying. Well, I gave you the lowdown a minute ago about the procedural and the historical aspects of where we are and how we got to last night. The bills come out of conference. They were rushed to the House floor. They passed overwhelmingly. And now the Senate is getting pressure from the governor's office because apparently it's got one more vote to go. That procedural aspect, by the way, in my opinion, is questionable, but not so much that I can sit here and tell you that it can't happen that way. I can just tell you in 8 years, I never saw it happen that way. But somebody who has been really in the weeds on this fight, who has every bit of the gravitas it takes to be able to give you the finer points of the law related to gaming and illegal gaming and legislation related to such in the state of Alabama, is coming on the air with us right now. You may have heard his ads playing for the last few weeks on Right Side Radio. It's a former Associate Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Glenn Murdoch, who has served at the appellate level, is now back in private practice, and I'm glad to have him as a friend and an ally in this fight. Justice Murdoch, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil, and it's so great to be on your show. I just enjoy it so much. Like you said, entertain and educate, and you do a fantastic job. I hope I can hold up my end of the bargain for a few minutes here.
Well, I have no doubt you will, but listen, by the way, I want to thank you in front of all the listeners here. Thank you for being neck deep in this fight. I mean, you and several organizations like Eagle Forum and Alabama Policy Institute and ALCAP and several others have literally been in the fray on this thing near daily for the last several months. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. And thank you for doing it every single day year round.
Well, glad of it. Listen, Justice Murdoch, let me just ask you, the bill as it sits right now lost by one vote on what they're trying to claim was a procedural vote last night. It's going to potentially come back to the floor again. We are literally one vote away from knowing whether or not they're going to expand gaming in the state of Alabama. I've told my audience procedurally where we're at. I wish you'd tell us some things that are in this bill right now in detail so they can know what we're facing. Would you mind?
I'd be glad to. The first thing I would mention is this. Electronic gaming. Seven locations are specifically allowed in this bill. Now, they allow the Porch Creek tribe to have their three existing sites with full-fledged Vegas-style casino, both the physical games and electronic versions of those games inside those casinos. But they have seven more sites around the state, including one in Jefferson County, just a few miles from downtown Birmingham. And these seven sites, right, these seven sites are specifically allowed to have electronic games of chance. This is, for anybody following on their bingo card at home, this is line 75 of the Constitutional Amendment. It specifically references electronic games of chance. It's not like the bills that we've been seeing for 2 months where it says electronic bingo or electronic historical horse racing or slot machines. It's not limited to that anymore. There's no definition of electronic games of chance. So anything that you can put on an electronic screen, which nowadays is anything,
right?
You can play in one of these seven locations, including in Jefferson County. So think about it. You can put a roulette game on the screen. You can put a blackjack game on the screen and give each of your patrons a little electronic pad to push when they want to get another card, when they want to ask for another card. You can put a dice game. You can put anything these days on a monitor, and then as long as you don't have a dealer, a human dealer, and physical cards and physical dice, in fact, the House representative that is carrying this bill, Representative Blackshear, explicitly referred to, he specifically said on the House floor last night that what this bill creates in these seven locations is dealerless casinos.
Wow. So basically he's not shying away from it. We're not gonna have the jobs. We're just gonna have the problems. That's all.
Look, we're going to have dealerless casinos, and that means the full array of Vegas games will be in Jefferson County, a few miles from the city limits of Birmingham, with all the attendant problems of crime and more sex trafficking and addiction and drug and alcohol use and just the cultural landscape change of having these seven because they are no longer little slot machine casinos spread around the Black Belt in Jefferson County. They're now full Vegas casinos.
Well, where do the Porch Creeks follow this?
Can
I ask you this? The Porch Creeks are also written into this new bill. They you know, they've got their tribal lands, and there's some differences and nuances in the law related to them, but they still are bound to what the state allows. So there's discussion now in the legislation, I understand, about the governor will forge a compact with the Porch Creeks. How did this wind up?
Well, so what the viewers, listeners, and I guess they are viewing you a little bit.
They are.
You have a picture feed. What the listeners may want to know about the Porch Creek Compact, and then there's one other thing I want to share with you if we can before the break. But
yeah.
But it's a great question you've asked about the compact. The compact is, aside from these seven locations, the compact is nothing but a federal law term for a contract between the state of Alabama and the Indians. And what this bill does, for the first time in Alabama history, it authorizes and obligates the governor to negotiate a compact with the Porch Creek to allow them to have Vegas-style casinos on their three existing sites of Atmore, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Now, that is not limited on those sites to the electronic version. They'll be able to have human dealers giving you your cards at the blackjack table. But the governor will be obligated to do that. But here's the thing that came out of this conference committee bill on the Porch Creek Compact that is a new twist. It's something very interesting, and I think pretty much all the senators may have missed this. And again, if you're following on the bingo card at home, if you have a copy of the constitutional amendment, if you're a legislator listening to me, it's on lines 174 and 175 of the constitutional amendment bill. Now, before last night, this obligation for the governor to negotiate a compact with the Indians said that you must negotiate a compact for any and all activities allowed under the Indian gaming law. What that meant is any and all types of gaming, such as a roulette table, poker games, dice games, anything allowed under federal Indian gaming law, any type.
Right.
And so that was bad enough. But here's what they snuck in on this conference committee. They added this language for some reason, including Class 3 games in any form.
Oh,
now the reason that is
that's new. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So in particular, there's a case in the U.S. Supreme Court right now that is considering what in any form means. Does it mean that if the casino has a game of roulette and blackjack that is allowed on site, can it offer the online form of that game to people located outside of the reservation as long as the server receiving the bet is still on the location of the reservation?
So we're back to online gaming again.
Exactly. Exactly. The most recent federal court decision on it is out of the D.C. Circuit Court, and what it says is, as far as the federal law is concerned, Indian tribes can have online gaming. We're fine with that. But we want to see that the state has indicated that it's okay with the state in order for them to have such online gaming. Federal law, no problem. But just make sure that the state has somehow indicated that it's okay with it. And that's what somebody put in here on lines 174 and 175 at the last minute.
Well, that was
including
interesting.
Class 3 games in any form.
Well, so Justice, so here's the thing, and we're closing in on our time for the first break. But you just described something. We're looking at now. Suddenly, there could be three Porch Creek casinos and seven more electronic casinos. We could be looking at upwards of 10 new casinos across. I mean, we're going to end up being just casino heavy across the entire state of Alabama.
I wish it stopped there, but it doesn't. The whole preoccupation with electronic gaming in this bill and the attempt to mesh a Senate version and a House version here at the last minute has focused so heavily on electronic gaming that, yes, what you just said is true, 10 casinos, full Vegas games, but these bills mesh together now into this conference bill says nothing about physical gaming anymore. It leaves us naked in terms of physical gambling. It regulates electronic gambling, but or attempts to. But maybe after the break, if we need to take a break, I can explain how it really would allow a convenience store in Homewood or Gardendale or Trustville or Fairfield to open up and have a physical roulette table or card game the day after this passes, as long as Brady's convenience store doesn't do it electronically.
That's unreal.
It's a screw up in the bill.
That's unreal. Well, listen, we do have to take a break right now, so let's do that. Justice Murdoch, if you don't mind hanging on during the break, I'd appreciate it. That'd be good.
Yes, sir. All right.
We are with Justice Glenn Murdoch, a former Associate Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, who has really done the work to sort of lawyer up, if you will, on this piece of legislation that could change the cultural shape of the state of Alabama. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, going right back to the phones right now with former Alabama Associate Justice for the Supreme Court, Glenn Murdoch. So, Justice Murdoch, we're talking about the legislation that is still pending a potential final vote. I don't know where the vote count sits today. It didn't have enough last night. I'm hearing there's a lot of arm twisting going on. But there's a few other things going on inside that bill. And then there's also what I would call the second and third order effects of the bill. But am I correct that Medicaid expansion, growth of government, all that stuff is still in the bill? Am I right?
Medicaid has been put back in. It was not in the Senate bill. Medicaid expansion. They create a gambling commission with its own police force.
Oh my gosh!
To oversee all this, local authorities, local sheriffs, and police chiefs, and police forces in cities. It's going to be a specialized police force answerable to the gaming commission. That sounds like something out of the Soviet Union?
Yeah, it does.
To me.
It's nuts.
They take away all jurisdiction from the Alabama Supreme Court over any certain gambling disputes and put it in some special court because they're tired of the Supreme Court of Alabama ruling against them on the gambling.
Well, how can they remove it from the Supreme Court? I mean, I don't understand.
Listen, brazenness knows no limits, apparently, in this legislation. You're right. They're twisting arms to try to get this as bad as it is, and that's why I hope that some of your listeners will call their local senators. This came out so fast, I don't think Senator Wagner in Birmingham had a chance to really appreciate some of the things we're talking about. Senator Melson up in the Quad Cities. Some of these guys are really good men, but they didn't have the time to appreciate what this bill does, including the two things we talked about before the break. We talked about that these seven spots will have full Vegas-style casinos as long as they're played on an electronic screen. And we talked about the fact that the Indians in three locations will have full physical and electronic gaming on their sites with potentially hosting online servers for online statewide gaming. But there's another thing that I don't think anybody caught. If I can share one more big concern about
absolutely.
The way this thing is written.
Yeah.
So, Phil, until last night, until today, even as we speak today, there's Section 65 of the Alabama Constitution is a general bulwark against all forms of gambling. All gambling, period. No qualifications except for certain narrow exceptions for this bingo stuff in several counties and dog and horse racing in several counties. Aside from that, it says gambling is prohibited, and the legislature shall pass laws to prohibit gambling with criminal consequences. The focus has been so intent on regulating electronic gaming, and I don't think they do a good job of it.
Yeah.
So you've got seven full-fledged casinos. You've got the Porch Creek, but what about outside those seven full casinos? The focus here, they have stripped away the old Section 65 that prohibited gambling generally, and specifically, the old Section 65 required the legislature to pass laws making gambling illegal in Alabama. And the legislature did that. This new constitutional amendment eliminates all those criminal laws for gambling. It eliminates the old Section 65 that required the legislature to enact laws making gambling generally illegal. And instead, it only obligates the legislature now to pass laws that make something called gambling activity, quote unquote, illegal. Now, gambling activity is not defined in the constitutional amendment, but it's defined in this bill that's right beside it that's going to pass at the same time. If it passes, Lord, please don't let it pass. But if this were to pass, the accompanying bill that puts the details, the meat on the bone, defines gambling activity as only electronic gambling. So what that means is that this new constitutional amendment will make the legislature pass laws to prohibit gambling activity. Gambling activity is defined as only electronic. They have left us naked on any requiring the legislature to make illegal physical gambling.
And Justice Murdoch, and I hate it because we are out of time on this, but the reality is this is a bad bill. And I cannot help but think that if it passes, which it may not, but if it passes, I cannot help but think that there needs to be litigation to deal with this, because as many times as we've had a conservative bill be drawn into court, this is a really, really bad liberal bill, and it needs to be adjudicated.
Look, and listen, even if you've got viewers who are agnostic on or don't believe Well Health Ministries when they say sex trafficking will increase around these 10 casinos, even if they're not worried about the tens of thousands of new addicts that will be created if we just get up to the national average in gambling addiction, then they need to be concerned about this.
Yeah.
The politics, the gambling interests will control our politics, and I hope your listeners will think about that, because the money is huge, and they'll take over Alabama politics.
Justice of the Supreme Court, Glenn Murdoch, we appreciate you. We got to go. I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, we're out of time. Going to a break. We'll be right back.